And good morning, KRFY listeners. Thanks for tuning in this morning. Today is Wednesday, May 27th, and I'm Susie Prez back in the studio. It's been a long time, huh, Chris?
It has been, Susie. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's kind of, how do we do this again?
Yeah.
And so we're here with, I'm here with Chris Bessler, my co-host, been doing this for at least 12 years together. And we're here to bring you news, information, events, weather, and an interview today with the Pendere Arts Council. As we know, this is the beginning of the summer and arts and entertainment season, and POAC plays a vital role in that, making Sandpoint the arts community that we are. So we'll hear all about that.
Yeah, we have with us the Executive Director, Tone Stoltz. And Tone, thanks for being here.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah. Well, we got a lot to talk about because the art party is coming up on Friday, and there's just a handful of tickets left.
Yep, we only have 13 tickets left.
So that's a warning, folks, actually an invitation.
Yes, sir.
to grab one of those last tickets. But there's a ton of other events that are coming up. Including, I think, don't you have an exhibition this weekend as well?
Yes, we have the student art show this weekend. So That's on Saturday at 5:30. And they brought in all the artwork for this show. Mm-hmm. It's the Sandpoint High School, Clark Fork High School, and the homeschoolers.
Yeah.
So our gallery is full of some amazing creative things right now.
We're going to circle back and get the whole lowdown on everything POAC is doing. But Susie?
I always like to do the weather from the National Weather Service because that's what we do in the morning. We check out the weather, and here it is. Currently, it's 54 degrees here in North Idaho. We have a high today with mostly sunny, a high of 83. So it's one of those iconic, beautiful beginning of summer days. Tonight, a low of 55, partly cloudy. And tomorrow, oh my goodness, I didn't really realize this, 92 degrees.
It's a little,
ooh. But that's what they're saying from the National Weather Service.
When I looked at it yesterday, it's like rain for the next several days.
Yeah, well, this is showing that Thursday night, tomorrow night, we start with showers and then it showers straight on through for a while. I can only see a few days here, but 92 tomorrow with increased clouds.
Okay. All right. Well, this all kind of a guesswork at this time of the year as to what the weather will really turn out to be. But it sounds like kind of that crazy spring weather.
Yep. And here we go.
And what else is going on around town?
Well, one real quick thing. I just want to say that Velma Queen of Fun is back in the studio tonight live for the Hump Day Cafe. She's been gone for a while. And she's gone in the winter, so we just kind of archive shows on the air. But she's going to be back live. And I have to say one thing about Velma Queen of Fun, that's Gail Finley. She knows her music, and she really brings fun, entertaining music picture to her show. So
yeah,
tonight,
and with a lot of background on the musicians and the songs that she's playing. So it's not only good music, it's informative.
Right.
And that's 6 to 8 p.m., right?
That's right. Tonight.
Yeah. And other things going on around town. There's a bike rodeo coming up on Friday at the Sandpoint Library from 2 to 4 p.m. It's for kids and families. They can bring their bikes and learn some bike safety and skill building and have some hands-on fun. So that's happening. The library is doing all kinds of great stuff. It's one of the big things happening this weekend. On Saturday is Sandemonium. You ever been to that, Susie?
No, but we've interviewed those folks before, and it's an interesting thing that we actually have a Sandemonium here in Sandpoint.
Yeah. So it's cosplay. There's a contest. There's minifigure painting. There's board games. There's D&D character creation. It's kind of like a festival of nerds, I guess. and they like to say that they're nerds, so that's more power to them there. And then, of course, the annual art show. We'll probably hear a little bit more about that with the student art. There's a spring serenade instructor concert coming up on Sunday. And also on Sunday, there's a Toast to Pride event happening at the Heartwood Center. So a ton of things going on in our town. Not the least of which, of course, is Art Party that we're going to hear a lot more about in just a minute. And you can find out more on these events I mentioned, plus, I don't know, another 20, 25 that are happening all around town with live music and different events if you go to our website, krfy.org, and click on the community calendars.
And the farmer's market is this afternoon.
This afternoon and Saturday, of course.
And Saturday.
Yeah, and it's off to a roaring start as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So much stuff going on.
Yeah, it's a great community. We're lucky. So.
With that, shall we get to today's interview with Tone Stoltz? She is the Executive Director of the Pondere Arts Council, which we always just say is POAC.
Yes, much easier.
A lot shorter. Tone, thanks for being here.
Yeah.
And, you know, we always have some new listeners, and we have folks that are new to town that may be tuning in. A lot of people that lived here for years, of course, know exactly what POAC's all about, but give us an overview of POAC and tell us what it is you guys do in this town.
Okay, well, we have events going on almost every single month throughout the year. So in our gallery, we have gallery openings every single first Friday that feature new artists. We have our performing arts series, which runs from September through April every year. And like you said, upcoming, we have our art party, which is our biggest fundraiser to help fund all these things, mostly our education programs. We have the Kaleidoscope Education Program, which we teach about 1,100 kids from third through sixth grade all throughout every elementary school in Bonner County, because there are no art classes. So we have 60 volunteers that go in and do that, and we pay for all the supplies and all of those things. Ovations, which is our performing arts program, we get all the artists that we have that come from May through or from September through May, and bus the kids down to the Panada and have an outreach with the artist. So we do that, and that reaches about 2,500 students every year. We have Expressions, our teen art program for kids who are between 12 and 18 years old that just want to further their art education. So we have professional instructors. The last instructor that we had was Randy Wilhelm. So we were super excited to have him, and the kids just absolutely love him. He's just a great teacher, mm-hmm. you know.
And he's performing arts. What is his?
He's a visual artist.
Yeah. Visual artist.
Yes.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, so he used to teach at the Lake Pondere High School for like 30 years or something.
He's just recently retired.
Last year.
He's done a lot of great artwork you see around town.
Yes,
well.
Yeah, so we sucked him up right away. It's like, well, now that you're retired and bored, why don't you come help us?
You mentioned your art gallery, and I know you're housed in this new place. It's new in essence.
Yeah.
And how is that? Is it, and where is it?
We are at 313 North 2nd Avenue, right across the street from Jalapenos. And it is just a great space. When we first looked at it, it was just six offices in this dark, gringy building. And the landlords totally revamped it entirely for us. They spent like $250,000 and made it into the beautiful space that it is. And POAC's really never had a gallery. We've always done ancillary galleries, whether it's at Columbia Bank or P1FCU. We still do have some of those. But yeah, now we have our own space, which has been really great for our artists. They have a place to show every month.
And so those shows are advertised. And is the art gallery open to the public during business hours?
Yeah, we are there from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. And then on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. And we also have a studio in the back, so we have art classes going on all the time back there.
Yeah, that's a great space.
Yeah, yeah,
I've
really
been to
is.
Several events there, and a lot of room to show art and hang out and talk art with people. So that's a great spot for you.
Yeah, yeah, it's
helps
been
you,
awesome.
Helps you meet your mission.
Yes.
In a big way.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially for our artist members, you know.
Well, as long as we're talking about the gallery. So tell us a little bit more about the student art show that's coming up on Saturday. So this is involving high school?
High school. Yeah. Yeah. So
from,
we've got the
from
Sandpoint
throughout the high county?
School. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We've got the Sandpoint High School. We've got Clark Fork High School. And then we've got the homeschoolers mm-hmm. that are participating.
And how many kids does that will have
judging from the amount of artwork in there right now? I mean, Claire's got her work cut out for her. Mm-hmm. A lot of these pieces are like sculptures and big. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
You're trying to figure out how to get it all arranged.
Yeah.
I bet that's a talent in itself. Right
yes,
there.
It is.
Yeah.
Yes. And Claire's very mm-hmm. talented at that. She makes the shows look amazing every single year.
And that will be at the gallery.
It is at the gallery. Yes. And the opening reception is at 5:30 on Saturday. So we'll be open all day Saturday and all day Sunday for people to come and look at that show.
Mm-hmm. And it's free.
It's free.
Yeah.
Yep. Come on down.
And are these kids that have taken Kaleidoscope programs?
A lot of them have. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Ezra told us that he can tell when a kid comes to his high school classes whether or not they've gone through the Kaleidoscope program.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite obvious mm-hmm. to him.
And is there ever a theme that's, or is just kids? Imagination go wild.
I don't know if the teachers actually pick a theme for mm-hmm. them, but it looks like this time it's a lot of like paper mache, big, big stuff.
Oh.
So it's fun to look at.
You have to squeeze it all in.
Yes. A lot of sea creatures. So mm-hmm. I think Claire's thinking about creating a sea wall where it looks like they're all kind of swimming along. So mm-hmm. that'll be fun.
So all these programs, which we'll hear more about coming up, really meet the mission of POAC, the
yes.
Pend'ray Arts Council. And you probably have said it in your talk right now today, but it's broad, but it's also specific.
Yes.
It's to enhance
the arts in the community, to bring more arts to the community.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good job.
Well, let's get philosophical for a minute. What's the value of art?
Good one, Chris.
The value of art is what the person perceives the value to be.
It kind of, I see it as really, you know, wow, we're getting some weird little jingles on the, we don't know where they're coming from, folks. So art for me, I mean, it uplifts the spirit, right?
Absolutely.
And it encourages contemplation and thought about, you know, our place in the world and our relationship with other people and the whole range of human experience.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. So, yeah.
And that's whether it is the visual arts or, you know, the musical arts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you guys are very active.
In both.
Ways. Yeah.
Yeah.
and also, well, in your performing arts series that you hold every fall and winter, that also includes a lot of theatrical arts too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Like Living Voices. She's awesome. She'll bring history to life through, old footage and just their stories that are made up, you know, mm-hmm. of people that are made up, not the stories, but mm-hmm. the people who she's portraying, experiencing whatever it is that historical thing that she is bringing. So that's always a fun one. And then we always have Missoula Children's Theater and, you know.
Yeah. Great. It's always good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it's in the performing arts series, you can probably pretty much bet that it's going to be good.
We're all booked for next year, but we will announce that at Art Walk
mm-hmm.
in June.
Who's coming? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's kind of go through, since you have so much coming up. We just talked about the student art show, mm-hmm. but the big thing that's coming up on Friday is the art party.
The art party.
And you mentioned that's a fundraiser, but tell us more about what that evening entails.
Okay. So when you come in, you're going to get a glass of champagne and we'll have hors d'oeuvres. And then you're going to learn about our education programs, how much they cost. We will have Bill.
Bill Maher? No, real time. It's artist Bill Maher and Randy Wilhelm.
And Randy Wilhelm, yes. Mm-hmm. They'll be creating live art there, which will be up for auction.
Okay.
So that'll be really fun. Bill has one piece that
they
he's
have
doing.
To kind of paint fast. Is that?
Yes. Yes. Well, Bill has already started his.
Oh, okay.
But Randy is going to do two, and he's just going to do it there, but he's mm-hmm. really quick.
It's kind of like improv art.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. So that is fun. And then we'll have Molly Gentry there so everybody can collectively make an art piece that we'll be giving away for door prizes. There'll be three of them. So you can participate in that and make a piece that goes with whatever collage. We have our 10x10 art pieces that are wrapped in paper.
10 inch by 10 inch.
Yes. Yeah. And then you just pick them. You can't even see what they are. There's a poster on the wall that shows all of the art pieces, but you pay $35 and you grab one of them sight unseen and you unwrap it and see what you get.
So there's a poster and you're like, oh, I really want to get that one. And yes. You get to see if you get lucky. Huh?
Yep. You get to see if you get lucky. There's a lot of trading going on.
And that's all just part of
The fun.
Part of the fun. Okay. Yeah. And so that early stuff starts at 5:30 p.m.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Right when you come in the door.
Out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And then you go, then we'll go into dinner that we have catered by Ivano's. They always make a delicious dinner and it's family style. So she just comes and sets the food on the table and you serve yourself. Mm-hmm. And so that's always delicious.
Mm-hmm. But is it, do you assign seating or?
Well, you can get a table if you want. Mm-hmm. But otherwise it's just first come, first serve people. Okay.
So you just pick a table that has likely looking people at it.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. And have a seat with them. Most people who come know each other, so it's pretty easy.
Yeah. Well, it's also fun to meet new people this way.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we can only have 80 people there. And like I said, there's only 13 tickets left. So.
And this is at the Sandpoint Organic Agriculture Center, which is located out on North Boyer.
Right.
It's a beautiful venue.
It is. Yeah. It is. So it's POAC is going to be at SOAC.
There you go.
And putting something like this on always takes a lot of support and sponsors. Is there any that you'd like to give a shout out for, too?
Well, you know, I mean, we have some amazing auction packages to
so that comes
away
after the dinner. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yes. So, oh, and there's trivia too, because Kathy Hubbard always likes to do a little trivia game, which you can win prizes for.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, after
what
after
kind of trivia? Is it like local art trivia or what kind
I'm
of questions?
I'm not exactly sure what her questions are going to be this year. She was going to run them by us last night at the board meeting. But
oh boy,
we ran out of time.
Yeah, board meetings will do that.
I know it.
So,
but we do have some great packages for the auction. We've got a day on the lake with Barracuda Boat Rentals. We've got tickets to VIP tickets to the Zags. Mm-hmm. We've got our artist of the year is donating a beautiful piece, and I can't tell you who she is yet because she gets announced at the art party.
Okay.
So that's a secret. We've got the suite for the Spokane Chiefs. Hockey game. Mm-hmm. We got that at the auction for the food bank last year, and that was super fun. So I hope to get that again. We've got tickets to the Broadway show for Back to the Future and a gift certificate for the Davenport. We've got a golf package for out at Idaho Club with for four people, two carts, and a $250 gift certificate. Of course, Eve's Leaves is always generous and gave us a gift certificate for $500, and All Seasons has given us a ticket. And then, of course, we'll have POAC season passes.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And after all the auctioning is done, there's also a raise a paddle.
There is a raise a paddle.
And which means you can donate just for the purpose of donating.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we have a Troy Black is the auctioneer that's coming in this year. POAC has typically just used our board members to help raise the money. But this year we brought someone in to kind of take the pressure off of us because mm-hmm. we're not really good at that.
mm-hmm. He's an actual auctioneer.
Yes. Yeah. So he did the Schweitzer Alpine Racing School auction, and he also has done food for our children.
Okay.
Yeah, so he comes highly recommended.
Yeah. Good. Well, I'll tell you what, I think probably having a real professional auctioneer there actually kind of lifts the bids a bit.
Well, yeah, they know how to do that, you know?
That's right. Yeah, that's cool. So this is all the, it's your 10th annual one, too.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's happening this Friday, but you got to get tickets probably by tomorrow. Or can you get them at the door if there's any left?
I mean, if there's any left, you could get them because I've got the food for all the people. Okay. So.
Well, but probably it'd be well advised not to leave it to chance.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how would you pick up if you wanted to get a ticket an hour?
Well, if you wanted to get tickets, you can go online at artinsandpoint.org. We have them available there. You can come into our gallery at 313 North 2nd Avenue. We can sell them to you there.
And tickets are $100, but when you consider that you're getting cocktails and a meal and all that, I mean, really, that's just covering the cost of the event. So
yeah,
if you do come, come with a charitable spirit.
That's right. Raise the paddle. They hype it often.
Raise the paddle. Yeah. So, although no pressure.
Yeah.
So, okay. Well, that is art party.
Yeah.
And then is the next big thing coming up, Art Walk?
It's Art Walk in mm-hmm. June.
How many years? I know it's a lot of years because I was a young woman selling stuff at the Arts and Crafts Fair. Oh, you're talking about Arts Walk.
Art Walk.
Let's talk about that first.
Yes.
Okay. Art Walk starts on June 3rd. That's when the opening, or June 13th. That's when the opening receptions will be. And there is at least 25 different businesses around town that will all be open from 5 to 8. And you just go around and check out all the artwork. We have a map that we're working on right now. Over 100 artists are participating.
And it's a ton of fun.
It is. It's
an event and a half.
Yes, it is.
And I don't, you know, people like me and Susie who have been doing it for many years, and you're wandering around, you're enjoying some hors d'oeuvres and maybe a glass of wine, and you tend to see a ton of other people
that you normally don't see every day.
It's just like welcoming back summer in Sandpoint. You see all the people that you haven't seen in ages because they're all hunkered down for the winter.
Now, all these venues keep the art up after the reception.
Yeah, it'll stay up until August 31st. So the maps are all available at each of the locations, and people tour it all summer long. We constantly have people coming and picking up the brochures and checking it out.
Mm-hmm. And you can kind of, I mean, if you go online right now to your website, it's artinsandpoint.org, and you can actually see a map that shows you, numbers where there are retail places that have the art showing. So you can kind of map out how you might approach
the night. Yeah, but you don't have to start at spot number one. Just start where you park. And
And they're kind of clustered along, of course, 1st and 2nd Avenue. But there are some out in the Greenery District, it looks like, or near. No.
Yeah. I think Matchwood is a part of it this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, Tomlinson Sotheby on the corner there of 5th and Cedar there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you can make a wide circuit and you'd see a ton, or you do it during the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, and there's also a chance to win prizes for that. So you can pick up a passport at any of the locations, and if you get it stamped 10 times with at least 10 spots, then you can enter to win tickets to our performing arts series as well.
It's an excellent opportunity for artists in our community to get known, and the variety of art, as you say, is outstanding.
Yeah,
and the mediums and things like that. But what an opportunity, not only for folks, as you say, to get around and see each other and look at beautiful art, but for the artists.
Yeah, yeah.
To get exposure.
I mean, there's so many talented artists in this town. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Well, this year, Ginny Berry is the POAC's Artist of the Year.
That's actually last year's.
Oh, I'm looking at last year's.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, Claire's.
Your Artist of the Year is going to be announced.
At the art party. Yes.
Okay. Well, since we know Ginny... Tell us a little bit about the kind of art she does.
She does Kimikomi, which is really neat. She has like styrofoam, and she'll cut out a shape in it, and then she takes pieces of material and tucks it in there until it looks like a picture. Like, she does pet portraits, which are just absolutely incredible. She did one of the Greenery District that was amazing. And you'd think it was sewn or quilted.
Yeah. It's a fabric art, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she just tucks each of the pieces in.
And it's three-dimensional. It's really, really cool. I think I came and saw her art at the gallery.
Well, she was part of our artist studio tour, and we went out there. And in her studio, she has her entire ceiling done in that, in the Kimikomi.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Well, we're not going to ask you to spill the beans on this year's Artist of the Year. You got to come Friday to the art party.
Yes, and they've donated an amazing piece of art to be auctioned off.
Oh, at the art party itself?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
So it's an opportunity to own an incredible piece. It's huge, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, then that's Art Walk, and that starts June 13th, you said?
Yep, June 13th is the opening reception, and it runs through August 31st.
Okay.
All summer it's open.
All summer.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So that's kind of the next thing after art party and the student art show. And then there's more coming up.
Yes. On July 3rd, we will have a solo show for our Artist of the Year. So when you find out who that is, make sure to come down. We'll have an opening reception.
At the gallery.
At the gallery.
On 2nd Avenue.
Yes. From 5 to 7 p.m. And then on August 8th and 9th, of course, we have our annual Arts and Crafts Fair. And I think this might be the 50th or the 51st. I think we're on the 50th this year.
That's amazing.
This is the 50th year of the Arts and Crafts Fair.
Yeah. That is kind of amazing.
It's like, wow.
50 years. Is this like the thing that started POAC?
Yeah. Yeah, actually, the Arts and Crafts Fair was taken over by POAC right when POAC started in 1978.
Taken over who had been doing it?
I'm not sure who the original people were.
Because you were you were still in stockings.
That's right. I was just a baby. Okay, not a baby, but a little kid. Yeah, and it was down at the City Beach at that time, but yeah, now we're down.
It was there for many, many years, and I know that I seem to recall that it was the city administration, whatever it was, 4 or 5 years ago, that decided that they didn't want it at the beach anymore. I mean, how did it go from being at the beach to being downtown? And I got to say, being downtown has turned out to have some real advantages.
It really has. Yeah. I mean, it was nice to be on the grass, but the parking down at City Beach was very difficult. So if you wanted to get down there for the Arts and Crafts Fair, you're parking in the city lot and walking down. It wasn't very accessible to people in wheelchairs or things like that because you have to get up off the curb and into the grass. So, being downtown.
Was it POAC's idea to move, or did the city?
I think the city encouraged us to get out of there.
But what happens now is you close off a bit of Main Street and 2nd Avenue.
Yes.
Yeah.
From 1st Avenue down to the fountain on Main Street, and then from Church to Cedar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So and you get how many booths?
Well, we usually have about 120 booths.
Yeah.
But the applications we get are closer to the 200 range.
Okay. So it is kind of juried then.
Yes.
Yeah. And how do you make that decision?
It's not easy.
There's a criteria. Really not easy.
Yeah. And plus, you know, I mean, you get a lot of jewelers and you get, you know, so a lot of people do the same thing. So you have to kind of figure out how many jewelers can actually survive out there, you know. So
part of it is to have a diverse mix of types of art that's being sold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the jury process is always fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet. Probably takes a glass of wine to get.
And several hours when you consider they have to send in 3 pictures of their artwork and a picture of their booth.
No.
So we have to go through all of those things for every artist.
Mm-hmm. But a bunch of them are returners, right?
A bunch of them are returners, yep. And we still have late applications coming in right now. So those people can be on a wait list in case anybody backs out. And we always do have people that come up with emergencies and things like that. So
there's always spaces to fill. If you are
an
artist that might like to get in, there's a little bit of chance.
There's a little chance.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. And that runs...
August 8th and 9th.
August 8th and 9th.
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe is during the festival this year, which that hasn't happened in the last five years.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. It's the last weekend of festival this year.
Yeah. So it should be good and busy down there.
Yeah. That's right. Well, do you see get more traffic when the festival's happening because people are in town?
Now, since I have been at POAC, it's never coincided with the festival.
Oh, yeah.
But I remember when I worked for the festival, we'd always send Tamara on her bike down to the Arts and Crafts Fair to get us some euros.
All right, yeah.
It's the best time to get the euros. Having Azars there.
Okay, and after that, there's, I don't want to get out of sequence here, but I know you have the Artist Studio Tour that comes up as well.
Yes.
But is there are there any events between?
Well, in the gallery, we aren't going to have an official First Friday opening because of the Arts and Crafts Fair is landing on that First Friday. But we will have artwork from everybody who is on the artist studio tour. So you'll be able to go in there and kind of map out who you want to go see. They'll be numbered, so you'll know which number they are on the map. And the artist studio tour will run September 4th through September 6th this year.
Okay. And that is that's an event that you kind of took over from another organization, right?
Yeah, we had it. We had it originally, and then the group of artists kind of broke off and started handling it themselves.
Yeah, they called themselves the North Idaho Artist Studio Tour or something like that.
Yeah. And then they came back to us about 4 years ago and said, hey, you want this back? We're like, well, okay.
There's a lot of organization that goes into these things.
It is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And POAC can handle it.
Mm-hmm. And how many, again, do you get typically?
We get between 15 and 20 mm-hmm. artists. And I know we've got some new ones that are joining this year. So,
and this is an opportunity for people to see the artists in their natural environment.
Yes. You get to drive around the county. It's a lot of fun.
And, yeah. And call on them at their studios and they're got them open and welcoming. So when will that be announced who's going to be on the art tour this year?
That will be soon. Mm-hmm. That will be soon because the applications are closing here pretty soon. So,
what's the benefit? There is a really great benefit to seeing an artist in action. And I have a potter friend in Wisconsin, and I always think no one really sees what she does to produce that one beautiful mug that someone goes, oh, that's pretty, in a gallery somewhere. But to see the process is very outstanding.
And where people work. I mean,
their studios. And this is serious business, and it's fun, and it's creative and all that, but what an opportunity.
And it's a benefit for the artist when they can sell directly to the purchaser. They make them a little bit more money for their time rather than going through retail.
And they all seem to think it's worth it, so. I know I always buy things on the artist studio tour.
mm-hmm. I want to just do real quick a ID. This is 885 KRFY, Ponderay. And we are here to bring information, news, and a commercial-free radio station for North Idaho.
Mm-hmm. So we've now progressed into September, I believe. And then after that, the big thing that comes up, you're having galleries
openings every
month.
First Friday.
First Friday. But you will kick off your performing arts series in September, is that right?
That is right. Mm-hmm. On September 18th will be our first one.
Do we know yet the lineup?
That'll be announced at Art Walk.
Art Walk.
Yes.
Okay. at Art Walk, not Art Party. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. It gives a little more room to get things lined up.
That's right. Because I'm not quite ready, but I know who's coming. I'm just I'm trying to figure out all my venues right now.
How many events typically does the series include?
It's going to have 7 total.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there is somewhat of a venue change this year.
Yeah.
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 More things are going to be held at the Hive.
Right? Yep. We're going to do Hive, Heartwood Center. We will still have the Nutcracker at the Panetta Theater. It's the only stage that can hold all those people. Mm-hmm. But some of our other things, we're going to have be using the Hive and also the Lutheran Church possibly for our Missoula Children's Theater, because they have 300 seats in there.
They do.
Yeah.
Oh. In
the one over on Olive.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so we can do all the rehearsals and everything there,
and a really good acoustics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping it all in one spot, because usually we move them around. With like, okay, rehearsals and things are over here at the Forsberg Charter School, and then we're moving to the Panetta, and so it's a lot of.
So they'll do all their
from the auditions all the way to the performance.
Everything stays in the same location. Yeah. Well, that'll be a venue. A definite benefit then.
Especially for the parents.
mm-hmm.
Not trying to figure out where they're going tonight.
So a little bit sad not to do some things in the Panetta.
It is.
But the Hive is a really nice location for particularly musical events.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. For sure. We had the Dorina Harvey Band there on March 13th this year. That was super fun.
Mm-hmm.
And they really enjoyed the location, too.
Mm-hmm.
The band did.
The bands like it because it's all new, state-of-the-art sound stuff, right?
Yeah. Feels like a concert venue, you know?
Yeah. It is a concert venue. Yeah. As a matter of fact.
More so than the Panada, just, you know what I mean?
Sure. For a pure musical thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, have we progressed through the year here? Are there other
There's another thing I do want to mention
to. Mm-hmm.
is that POAC also sponsors the Sandpoint Summer Series with Maddox Farm Productions. So we do the free music in the parks on Thursdays.
And that's in Farman Park.
In Farman Park.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you have a lineup you could share?
I do not yet. I know Rob is working on it, but he's going to try and do at least 5 or 6 of them this year. Usually we only do one each month until September, but we're not going to do September this year because the weather's always been quite iffy. Mm. And so we're going to do more during the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll always be on Thursdays. But that lineup will be in our art walk brochure.
And what are the hours for that? Is it like 5?
It usually starts at 5.
Yeah.
And
right,
ends
right after
around
work.
8. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's just a kick back on the grass and enjoy the music.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Always well attended, too. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Great family event night.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is. It's fun to watch the little kids. Well, last year we put in for a Levitt grant to try and get more music here. And although we did become one of the finalists, we didn't actually get the grant.
Mm-hmm.
But I had my son come down and like fly a drone over, you know, and just watching the kids dancing, and the park was full, and it's just such a fun event.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, since you mentioned grants, let's talk a little bit about fundraising. I mean, obviously, Art Party is a very important fundraiser for you, but
yes.
The fundraising for a nonprofit group never ends.
Never ends.
So where are other ways that, I mean, a straight donation, of course, is helpful. But each of these events helps create some revenue
We do a lot of grants. For the education programs, basically. We get grants from ICA, from Idaho Community Foundation, from Inovia, from, and then we just have more grants coming up. So it's like from December all the way through June is just like strictly grant writing time.
Mm-hmm.
POAC always used to have a grant writer, but she retired. So,
so
now I'm the grant writer.
The grant writer. Okay.
You learn
but
as
there
you go.
Might be a volunteer opportunity for some interested individual. There's a little bit of skill in that. Well,
that would be amazing.
And you do use a lot of volunteers for things too.
Yes,
right?
We do.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we will have a volunteer of the year that we'll be announcing at the art party as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how do people connect with you if they want to volunteer?
Well, we do have a form on our website that says contact us, and there is an opportunity to check the volunteer box.
Mm-hmm.
And so then we
Just walk in the door and
or
say,
just
hey,
walk in the doors.
Need any help?
That's right. And I'll say, sure, stuff these envelopes.
That's right. There's a whole range of types of ways you can volunteer.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, you could do a little short thing like, okay, I can around to help for a few hours doing envelope stuffing.
Arts and Crafts Fair is a big one.
That's a big one. Know? Really?
We have a lot of, you know, people that go around taking water to all the vendors, and then people who like we'll take care of a vendor's booth while they go use the bathroom or while they go pick up their lunch or things like that.
Support team.
Yeah. We have a whole crew that Valber just schedules and gets out there.
Okay. Well, Tone Stoltz, Executive Director of POAC. Is there anything else you want to tell the listening public?
I don't think I missed anything. At least I hope not. I do want to say get tickets for the art party. There's only 13 left.
Yeah.
And there's always people to thank and organizations. And you mentioned the grant foundation community. It takes a village to make a nonprofit. We know that here at 88.5 KRFY. We're a nonprofit. And we have so many amazing nonprofits in our community, but for some reason, it all gets supported.
Yeah.
It's a very generous, giving community, be it the foundations that do grants or the volunteers essential for a nonprofit. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
All of our broadcasters are volunteers.
Yeah.
So good job.
Thank you, you guys too.
The diversity.
Didn't you just have a fundraiser?
We have one coming up on June 6th at Matchwood Brewing, actually.
All right.
We'll talk about that in a few minutes, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Good. Well, Tone, thanks so much for coming in.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Susie, anything else that you want to throw
I just think Tone? That one of my first experiences coming to Sandpoint, just as a visitor from Eastern Washington, was how it was the Arts and Crafts Fair. Way back when, it was at the beach, and it was... Oh, wow, this is a cool community. Not only do we have the physical beauty of the wilderness, the water, the mountains, but we have people who care about the arts. And what does art bring? You talk about the student endeavors with POAC at the high school. There's something soulful about that, and that needs nurturing.
Yeah,
just
yeah,
like
for sure.
The physical body needs nurturing, so to speak. So that's what POAC does.
Yes, and we just love being involved in the schools. I mean, the district has helped us out a lot. They help us get the kids bused down to the Panetta Theater and things like that. And the teachers are great when they let us come in and take over their classes for an hour and a half every month for Kaleidoscope.
Right.
Yeah.
I remember POAC showing up at the Sandpoint Waldorf School.
Yeah.
So that was really cool. Okay.
Wow. One other thing I should mention is that in October, last year was our first fundraiser at the Hive where we did the Masterpiece Ball. I don't know if either of you went, but everybody dressed up as their favorite piece of artwork or artist.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we will be doing that again this year on October 24th, Saturday.
Did you have I didn't go. Did you have a few Vincent van Goghs there?
My God. I just couldn't even believe how many people actually dressed up. I thought, okay. We'll probably get, you know, maybe half or whatever. Everybody came in costume.
Mm.
It was crazy. It was amazing.
Have you ever heard of Pageant of the Masters?
Huh.
That's held in California. There's a little town there that holds this pageant, and what it entails is actors come on the stage and they create an artwork. So they'll be up there and maybe they'll be Da Vinci's Last Supper and there's live actors and they come up and they're all in costume. It looks exactly like the painting. And they hold that thing for just a few minutes.
Long enough for some pictures and things like that.
Yeah. Well, people are just like marveling at it and then they go away and then another artwork comes up on the stage with real humans in it.
Oh, that's awesome.
I went to see that. I don't know. 20, 25 years ago. And it was pretty amazing, to tell you the truth.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah. So, and that's what you just mentioned kind of reminds me of that when you come dressed up as something from a piece of artwork.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm looking up where that is.
Is
held. it's Laguna Beach.
Oh.
Laguna Beach, California.
So they still do it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, they do it every year. They've been doing it for, I don't know, they've probably been doing that for 50 years, as far as I know.
Pose for master art pieces.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah. That sounds cool.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Well, thanks again for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Tone Lutla? No.
Stoles.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And it's a mashup right there.
Yeah. We'll have you back during the summer because there's so much going on, but... Carry on with the great work you're doing at POAC. We certainly appreciate partnering with you on these kind of events as much as we can.
Yeah, us too. Thank you for having me.
And with that, again, this is 88.5 KRFY. This is your community radio station. We are independent, commercial-free radio. And when you're talking, Chris, about funding nonprofit endeavors, I just want to give a shout out if you want to make a donation and become part of this radio station as a supporter. You can go to our website, krfy.org, and there's a donate button. It's super easy.
Right there. Yeah.
Right there. And
or you could always pick up the phone. We may not be able to answer it because we're kind of volunteer run here right at the time you call, but we will certainly call you back.
Absolutely. Yeah. Brian's good at that callback thing.
Yeah, and that's 208-265-2992.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Or if you have ideas or you'd like to become a broadcaster, we do extensive training so you can sit behind the board and engineer your own show because you have an idea about some great music or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so that's what it takes. Mm-hmm. And we have stuff going on. We have something really big coming up June 6th. You want to talk about that, Chris, since you're on the board of directors here?
Well, June 6th is our CareFWI's 15th anniversary bash. Can you believe 15 years at this
yes,
radio
I
station?
Yes, I can.
Because you came on like after got with ongoing for a year. When did you come on board, Susie?
2011 as a board member.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I was putting together my show and working on a show called Between the Notes, which launched sometime in January of 2012.
Mm-hmm. Well, the really cool thing about the 15th anniversary bash, aside from the nice round number there, is that it's going to be at Matchwood Brewing, and Matchwood has brewed up a beer just for us.
Just for us.
It's called 15 Beers on Air, and you can come to the June 6th event, and you could buy yourself some genuine KRFY branded beer. They sell them in little four packs.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can, of course, while you're there, I think they're going to have the beer on tap as well.
Right.
When you do buy some of that Matchwood 15 beers on air cans of beer, we get a little donation out of it. So it's a fundraiser for us.
Right. It's a way to show support, but also come down and celebrate with us the amazing fact that we have a community radio, independent community radio station here in North Idaho. It is a rare thing for a community this size, but it's a great station. We have a lot going on, and we support everyone in the community in so many different ways. Mm-hmm. And we have great music.
And so at the bash, it's going to be from 2 to 6 p.m. or until the beer is gone. But it's Matchwood Brewing, so they get a lot of beer.
Yeah. I don't think that's a problem.
It'll be safe to get there, like at 5:30, and there'll still be beer for you. I'm not sure if there'll still be cans of beer, but pretty good chance of that, too. And there's going to be live music with RFB, the band, a very popular local band. We're going to be broadcasting live on site, and you'll be able to see probably Jack or others wandering around with a microphone and be able to do a shout out on the air, I'm sure. And then it also says here on our poster that there's going to be cake.
I saw that. I was just going to say cake.
Well, it's a birthday cake.
It's a birthday party.
It's a birthday party. So there's going to be birthday cake there. Yeah, and all that stuff's free. Of course, it'd be nice if you donate, mm-hmm. but it's a celebration and it's an opportunity for us to say thank you mm-hmm. to all the people that have supported us for getting on the air, which is a big project.
We have to give a shout out right this moment to Scott Daly, Barry Barish, and Jeff Poole.
Yeah.
And
kind of the nucleus there.
Right. And then Matt Jablon came in and programmed our Autos Eclectic Mix for 2 months. He sat here every day programming until he couldn't do it anymore because he had a job come up. But all those infrastructures and people that had a dream and hearing about the dream way back when, curating that dream in the upstairs of Eichardt's with all kinds of people. We could have a community radio station, and guess what? 15 years later, it's strong, it's thriving because of our community support. And the mission of the station is pretty clear. It's a cool thing to be part of.
So the legend is that the idea got hatched over some beers at Eichardt, I believe. And at first they were thinking, we're going to do a pirate radio station, which is you get some broadcasting equipment and you stick in your car and you drive around so the FCC can't
find
you. And you broadcast. But they decided to go legit. And in that, there was a little window of time when FCC licenses became available.
Right. And they jumped on it and mm-hmm. got a license, a full power FM station license.
Yeah. So it's really, that's the origin story for KRFY. But here we are 15 years later, and I like to think that we're really, growing in stature in the community. We're really trying to reach out more and do things like host candidate forums and have our Little Live Radio Hour every month. I think it's is it second Tuesday of the month?
Yeah. At the Hive now, which is a great venue. They have the best music set up.
And it's free to come listen at the Hive, or you can tune in. Right. Of course, we're broadcasting it because we are a radio station.
And that venue at the Hive lets us have a studio audience, mm-hmm. kind of like Prairie Home Companion, mm-hmm. live on the radio, folks. So mm-hmm. you can go down there the second Tuesday of every month. And the artists that the musical artists that they showcase are usually local, mm-hmm. pretty much local. So it gives them a chance to show their craft, mm-hmm. their musical craft.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So mark that second Tuesday. It's great to come and yeah. hear the live music. It's free.
It's 7 to 8.
Yes, yeah. 7 to 8. Not too late.
Not too late.
Or tune in.
Right.
Be sure to tune into that. Anyways, we're trying to do more and more stuff where we reach out into the community further and further. Of course, we do a lot of stuff to support nonprofit organizations. We want to be very a great information source for current events, things that are happening in our town, yeah. Both within the governmental / political spectrum. As well as the arts and all the nonprofit organizations that do so much work in our
right.
town.
I want to give a shout out to you, Chris, because right before the elections, be they primaries or general elections, you interview candidates who are in contested races. It's a huge job. It's called Local Decision 2020, whatever it is. Now it will be the general election coming up. And that's a lot that you do, but it's a value because I know I go back and listen to those interviews so that I get to know the candidates and I get to know where they stand on issues. So thank you for doing that year after year. I've helped a little bit, but you're doing such a great job. Mm-hmm. So thank you for doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. We try to get every election. Of course, we just covered the primary and mm-hmm. talked to all the candidates in the contested election, which was all on the Republican side. But for the general election, we will be interviewing the candidates for the contested races there. And all of our legislative seats are contested in District 1, state Idaho legislature. So there are contested races for the Senate in both of the House of Representative seats. I'm not sure that we'll be covering any of the statewide elections, like for governor. I mean, we're not going to probably have interviews with those candidates, but we will try to keep you informed what's going to be on the ballot and help you figure out where you can go to get more information and who you think is going to be the candidate that best represents you.
A couple other things to talk about. By the way, everyone's invited to the June 6th KRFY 88.5 15th anniversary bash at Matchwood from 2 to 6. Come and see what that 15 beers on air group of beer cans is. I hear the logo on the cans is really cool. It might be this one right there.
I believe it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's pretty neat.
It's kind of a little artistic drawing of our microphones and soundboard here in the studio.
Right. So, yeah, everyone, come on down and help us celebrate something unique and special in our community. So a few other things going on here at KRFY on the air. Like I said, Velma Queen of Fun, always good. We'll be back live in the studio tonight at 6 p.m., 6 to 8. Tomorrow morning on the morning show, we have Kelly Burt and Bethany Williamson will be on the morning show with Jim and Jack, Jim and Jack typically. They're from the East Bonner County Library. And then one of my favorite shows is CPA at 3. It's Sandpoint High School student Paul Kent is producing a one-hour show based on their love of music and what's going on at the high school. And that rebroadcasts on Friday nights also. You can catch our program schedule on our website at carefly.org to see more about what's going on. Lots and lots and lots of things. Also, a Thursday night at 9 p.m. is the folk show with Jim Healy. It will be a rerun this evening. A debut albums will be featured. I mean, this Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So, We've got lots going on.
We do. Yeah. I do an additional shout out. If you go to the website, carefy.org, and click on the programs link and then click on the daily schedule, you see everything that we run 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. And it's color coded so you can see the locally produced shows where we have live people in the local. And they're all volunteers, 100% of them volunteers. And then you can also see the syndicated shows. You can see Autos Eclectic Mix, which is a we use a what's it called? Logic.
A Radiologic DJ.
Radiologic DJ.
It's an automated program that does what we tell it to.
Yeah, yeah. So we put in a certain genre, and it will go into our big library of, what do you got, a couple hundred thousand?
Yeah, 250,000.
250,000 songs, and you tell it the type of music you want it to play, and it does a great job, actually. Yeah.
So with that, thanks for doing the show with me all these years, Chris. This has been fun. I'm going to see Bonnie Raitt on Thursday night at the Fox Theater in Spokane. So we're going to go out with a song by Bonnie Raitt called Cool Clear Water. And we hope you have a great day.
Mm-hmm. We do. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.